Hello, everyone. Stephen Jung here again, The Stephen Jung Show. I have the privilege to speak with one of my managers here, Tanisha Ross, and she has done really a lot for her community and her agents, and she's leading the way, and she has a big heart. But I do want to talk about her true passion, which is her nonprofit, EVA, Ending Violence at Home, and I want her to share about this organization and why it's so dear to her heart. So, Tanisha, thank you for joining the podcast.
Hello, Stephen. How are you? Hello, everyone listening. I hope you all are having an amazing day. First and foremost, I just want to thank Stephen for giving me an opportunity to be here on this show, and most importantly, for giving me an opportunity and a platform to develop the resources that it's going to take to do exactly what the name says, ending violence at home, our earthly home. So how did I get into wanting to start such an organization? A simple answer would be I grew up in Compton, California. I witnessed a lot of unnecessary crime and lost a lot of my childhood friends due to a lot of folks not having the tools to develop their economic status, their social status, and of course, mentally and spiritually, they were lacking. So EVA is essentially going to be the church of communities who need it most. We're going to develop those communities so that we can offset the systemic issues that have plagued these lower income communities. So it's something dear to my heart. It is happening, and I'm blessed to say that Stephen has put me in a position to ensure that it's happening. So, yeah.
So how did this vision come about? I know you're talking about how your stories are growing up in Compton. This is great. It's great what you're doing. You're about the community. Where exactly do you want to place these community centers? Is there a plan where you want to strategically place them, or is it just start with one?
Okay, so right now we're going to open up our first one in Moreno Valley, and that's because there's a need right now. There's a lot of young folks in Moreno Valley hanging out with nothing to do, and we want to be a voice for them. We want to give them an opportunity to come. Number one, the most important resource that EVA is going to give is teach people self-esteem. Self-love. A lot of folks are walking around, finding love in materialism. And if they don't have it, they don't mind taking yours, In April 8th, in fact, I had my own cousin who was in college, and he had plans and hopes to be a probation officer. However, he had his life cut short at 20 years old by someone who deemed his life, so minuscule, to the point of where they murdered my cousin over a gold chain. So, things like that just continue to happen, whether it's, in my family or in the community, and I see it, it's heavy on my heart. So we're going to go to the areas where it's needed most. Moreno Valley, if you look at the crime rate, it's going up, and it's not going to slow down. We have to help law enforcement. We can't expect our community servicemen to keep, risking their lives if we're not going to join in their efforts. So we're going to start with Moreno Valley. The next one is going to be Victorville, because there are a lot of people from Watts and Compton who are on welfare, getting Section 8, and those people are essentially being pushed into those areas because it's cheaper.
What do you mean by push? Elaborate.
And being pushed. So just mean economically. When you have single mothers who are like on welfare and stuff, and they're dependent upon the system somewhat dictates to them where they can go. Right now, Compton is skyrocketing. The property value there is actually going up because it's only 10 miles from the beach. And so what happens when I say push, I know, that's a word we have to
gentrification.
Yeah. Exactly. And so they can no longer afford those areas. And so they're moving further out to like Victorville, Lancaster. There's not a lot going on. And within the past 10 years, I've seen even Victorville decline. Like, it's the crime rate is going up, and poverty is it's skyrocketing. So, as Americans, we just have to be proactive. We know that you do have people out there who are just violent. However, a lot of people are partaking in crime because they're just not given the tools. And EVA's going to be one, along with the millions of other nonprofits. We're just trying to do our part as citizens to allow God to use us to make this world just a little better.
God, I like that you mentioned that. So
it's all about God.
This is a nonprofit. I guess in our conversations, your faith is very important to you, and that's why you created this nonprofit organization. Are you Are you in process of getting donations? Yes. Tell me a little bit about how people can go out there and help your cause. Oh. I think people will be convicted to do that.
Awesome, Stephen. So thanks for that, Stephen. I appreciate you. If you are interested and you like what I'm talking about, you can visit us at www.evahnow.org. That's evahnow.org. And actually, the only thing I'm asking for people who feel compelled to contribute in our effort is a minimum $5 monthly donation. There's over 350 million Americans. I say if I can get 40 million to contribute $5 a month, that's 200 million a month. We can open up EVAs in every ghetto and we can stop a lot of these children. You know, if you look at the news, you know, you see a lot of these young folks, 16 and 17, you know, breaking in people's homes. You know, back when I was 21, I used to run the Union Rescue Mission. I was a supervisor there. And a lot of law enforcement used to tell me, come be a cop, come be a cop. And I spent 2 years of my life training to be a police officer. And as I was going through the hiring process, the only reason why I stopped doing it is because I asked myself, what happens if you feel like your life is in danger and you overreact and you kill someone's child? How are you then going to be, Tanisha? So that's what led me to ending that career path. However, as an American citizen, you know, crime is skyrocketing due to, for whatever reason, it's skyrocketing, and one could be economics. And so I'm now posed with that same question as my life develops and I'm, you know, breaking into the middle class, you know, and trying to solidify myself as a person. What's gonna happen if I'm laying in bed and I hear some person at my door? I don't know who you are. You're a complete stranger. If that kid is coming into my home to take from me, I don't want to hurt someone's child simply because he didn't have the tools that he needed to be great. So I think about those things and I prayed about it. And Eva, you know, we've been a 501c3 incorporated company for a year now. A lot is happening. And
so all donations will be tax written off.
Everything is a tax write-off. Amen.
Okay, yep. Deduction on that. So I know a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. I live in Koreatown, mm-hmm. and gentrification is pushing a lot of people out. Mm-hmm. The landscape of Koreatown has changed a lot. Mm-hmm. I moved there back in 2005, and the price of everything has gone skyrocket. Mm-hmm. People could say gentrification is happening in Koreatown, mm-hmm. for those who come out there, mm-hmm. But people are just getting pushed out, like you're mentioning, mm-hmm. all over LA, and they're going, mm-hmm. to different areas. Now, mm-hmm. a lot of people are benefiting from that. People are living in nicer places, more, right. convenient. Mm-hmm. But someone, I'm just saying, an advocate, someone who lives in a nice community, mm-hmm. Why would I? Mm-hmm. Seems like it's a problem that I care about, but why would I be convicted to help, mm-hmm. your organization?
Simply what you just said. You live in a nice community.
Yeah.
If you live in a nice community and I'm some poor kid who lives in America where everything is buy, drive, you know, we live in a capitalistic society. But that meaning, the same commercials you see about iPhones and Teslas, these poor kids are seen. And if you're in a rich neighborhood and I know you have money and, mm-hmm. I know you're working 10, 12 hour days, guess what? What's happening right now out in, you know, West LA? These people are breaking into homes. They're posing as professional people and breaking into homes. So I ask that, you know, you help me in our efforts, because if Eva wins, we all, as Americans and as citizens of this world, we all win.
That's great, because it's really, I think you drive to some of these neighborhoods and you kind of see what's going on. But a lot of these people never drive in those neighborhoods. So, mm-hmm. that's not going to impact me. Mm-hmm. But you brought a really mm-hmm. profound thing that, mm-hmm. these kids, they want opportunity. They want nice things like everybody, mm-hmm. else. And if they have no means of getting it, they're going to go out and just get, mm-hmm. it themselves and take it. Mm-hmm. And that's why, mm-hmm. violence is happening in Hollywood, West LA, Santa, exactly. Monica,
yep.
where these people generally don't even live, mm-hmm. but they want to go out and have nice things, and they feel the, mm-hmm. pressure of wanting nice things, and how commercials talk about how great these things are.
Yep,
so it's Eva, evahnow.org. Please just go out there. Even if you're not going to make a donation, I encourage you to check out the website to learn about her vision. We only spoke for a few minutes here, but I think that this is a noble cause. And I encourage all my listeners to go out there. And if you can contribute $5, like she mentioned, a month, which is only $60 a year annually, and you can make a positive impact, I think that's really good. I think we're all interrelated. People who live in Compton, Victorville, or LA, or Koreatown, or West LA, or Beverly Hills, we're all connected. Mm-hmm. We all live in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So if something happens in one area, it affects all of us. And the ripple effect, I think, is definitely going to be present. Maybe not that day, but in the weeks, mm-hmm. to come. So exactly. Thank you again for coming on the show, Tanisha. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me, Stephen, and thanks for listening.
No problem. All right, that's Stephen Jung signing off.
You're awesome, Steven.